I've got to ask you this right away, Art. A lot of people would think when they hear the word tarot cards, they think of something evil. And you have always told me that's not true.
That's right. Tarot cards are way showers, George. You can think of tarot cards as images, symbols that capture universal themes that all people have in the background of their consciousness, and they're sort of informing and guiding them through their kind of unconscious foray through life experience, we could say. They're connected to what the great psychologist Carl Jung would call the archetypes.
How many cards in the tarot deck?
There are 78 tarot cards, and if you use reverse cards, which means the card comes up upside down, that would double the deck to 156 possibilities.
156 now. Mm-hmm. Do you know them all?
Of course.
How did you get involved in this?
Well, actually, as it was, I was in graduate school in San Francisco studying East-West philosophy and also Jungian psychology. And there was a weekend workshop on the tarot, which I took, and I loved it. I thought it was a really interesting system, and I began to make my own personal experiments with the tarot cards on a daily basis for several years. And then eventually I wrote my doctoral dissertation on the tarot. So really, I started in graduate school.
Now, tonight I want to do something a little differently, Art. You know, most of the time when we talk about the tarot, we get involved in some specific areas of it. This time, because of what has been happening worldwide in futuristic things, I'm wondering if there's some way we can consult with you in your readings of the tarot cards to kind of figure out what's going on.
Well, I think we may be able to, George. And it's really exciting to have such a large audience of participants in a tarot reading. And I've come up with an idea, an experiment that at some point in the show I think everybody can participate in, and that is the selection of the cards. You know, it's over the radio, mm-hmm. Or over the phone. It's always an issue about who selects the cards. So I think I've come up with a solution to that problem. What I've done is I've charged and randomized a deck of tarot cards, 78 cards. Okay, that means I've shuffled at least 10 times the deck. And then I went through the deck, and in this random order that I created, I've assigned a number from 1 to 156, 1 to 156.
Okay.
That would cover both the right side up cards and the reversals. So that essentially I've got a code here that has pretty much reduced every card to a particular number, not necessarily related to the card number per se. You know, each tarot card has its own number. So I've got this list. Now, in that way, I figured that callers or yourself can just simply communicate numbers. We can focus in collectively on certain numbers, and I have a tarot card on my little sheet here that would correspond to that number.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that a little later when we take some phone calls tonight.
Now,
Art, with the tarot cards in their readings, they have different symbols on them. Mm-hmm. Who did that? Who was the artist?
It's a great mystery. We don't know the original designer, though there are a number of very competent researchers today that are hot on the trail, so to speak. We believe now that the tarot deck came from the early Italian Renaissance, and there are a couple of candidates like Nicholas de Cusa, for instance, and others who were theologians who, like many during the Renaissance period, were now extremely excited about a tremendous opening of knowledge from the ancient world that really marked the beginning of the Renaissance. It was a time when Plato, for instance, was translated into Latin for the first time. And there was an extraordinary explosion of fascination, interest, excitement, etc., in the ancient metaphysical and mystical schools, so to speak, which had been suppressed for 1,000 years under the church. So actually, one of the great mysteries is that we don't know the very first designer. The earliest decks are really can be dated to about 1420.
And did they stay pretty consistent through the ages?
Absolutely. And the set of 78 cards are today very much similar to the original. However, there have been some variations over the centuries. The earliest deck that we have, I believe, George, that is in a museum, the Bergamo deck, was not itself numbered, I believe. And so the earliest deck, we don't know the correct ordering of the cards. In decks maybe decades after that, they do seem to have come with assigned numbers. But some researchers have discovered that the actual sequence of the major arcana has varied or did vary for its first 100 years. The tarot is about 600 years old. It kind of got stabilized, I think, in the probably the 17th century. And we pretty much today, the modern 20th century tarot follows a, I guess, the pattern that's been in effect for about 200 or 300 years.
Were the cards always used for spiritual, metaphysical reasons, or possibly also were they used for games, let's say?
I think originally they were used for games, and though they became points of fascination in the Italian courts, and they often hired local artists to design these beautiful decks, which were more meant as kind of a reflection of courtly life during that period. Though it remains to be seen, there's some debate as to whether actually the cards were intended for metaphysical purposes even from the beginning, and it's just simply that the people really weren't aware of what they were playing with. Then, really in the, I believe, the 17th century, and then really in the 1800s, the occult dimension of the tarot was discovered by the French, mostly, and a whole group of kind of tarot theorists emerged in the middle 1800s throughout Europe. There are various theories about tarot's origin. Many have been debunked. First, it was believed that the tarot was associated with the ancient Egyptian mystery schools.
Mm-hmm.
But there doesn't seem to be any evidence to support that. Then 50 or 60 years after that theory was popular, it became the new view was that the tarot was very much related to the Hebrew Kabbalah, the 22 major trump cards corresponded symbolically to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and the Kabbalistic view of the tarot became very fashionable and still is in many tarot circles. Was picked up in the turn of the 20th century with the Society of the Golden Dawn. But really, in the 20th century, the tarot has really had its own renaissance and has become moved to more America in the last 50 or 60 years, and has been very influenced by various psychological ideas. And today, it's kind of an open bag. There's so many different interests with the tarot, from artistic and metaphysical to more playful tarot decks. The actual origins are still a mystery.